Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We were talking this week, actually, about who are the friends of the church and how Gene Simmons from the KISS group was actually supporting Tim Tebow. Well, recently, in the news, Russia, according to the Christian Post, is offering our friend Tim Tebow $1 million to play two football games. $1 million is a Russian team. The owner of the team is Mikhail, and he owns the Black Storm football team.
Who is this now? What?
Russia.
Oh, my gosh.
Russia.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, back up. You know, I knew I saw you're going to be talking about.
Come on.
Back up. Yeah, say this again because I'm thinking, Tim. No.
Don't do it.
Okay, say it again. This again.
Russia. Owners of a football team in Russia are offering Tim Tebow $1 million American dollars to play just two games.
Isn't that funny? You know, when they arrested Saddam Hussein and went to his place, he had American dollars. He didn't have money with his own face on it. America, don't blow this thing, right?
Don't blow this. Don't waste it.
So wait a minute. Let me get this right. So Gog and Magog.
Yes.
The Vladimir has, they have football teams, obviously, mm-hmm. there. And we're not talking about soccer. We're talking about actual American football. Because, you know, obviously, you start talking about football overseas other than America. Yeah. You think about soccer. So you're talking about actual football.
Yes, not football.
Football. You're talking about. Yeah, okay. And so Russia.
Yes.
Gog. Yes. Is offering, has a team.
Yes.
Gog and Magog. Has a team, and they are saying, I mean, they are working overtime. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, you just talked about it. I know what you're talking about. You just said that the Vladimir was the, you know, the prince of Magog is the one that was standing up for Christians.
Yes.
And now he's one that's like, listen, y'all, he's the VFN torch. And then he said, listen, they won't let you play football with them. We'll create a football team for you. Right? That's what you're saying?
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
It's exactly.
Tim, stop.
Don't do it.
Don't do it, Tim.
Don't do it.
I know you're probably brokenhearted and offended, man, but don't take it out on America. Don't turn your back. Don't play for Gog and Magog. Will Tim Tebow play for Gog and Magog? Oh, my goodness. No, Tim.
No, don't do it. Don't do it. They say that Tim, they say he was considering it. But,
oh my God.
But the people around him are saying, no, he's not going to do it. But can you imagine?
Now listen. Go to his Facebook and friend him because he's a good man. Obviously, understand America, the American system of sports just beat the stew out of him only because he loves Jesus. Only because he loves Jesus now. And in the context of that, the thing that he loves to do, football, mm-hmm. has been taken from him, and now Samson's being offered a team, you know, over here and with the Philistines, and so we got to pray that he doesn't take that. And so you get offended sometimes. You'll do some things you normally wouldn't have done.
That's right.
So tell us, say Tim.
Tim, don't do
don't.
It.
This don't is the simple words. Tim, we stand with you, and we'll stand with you. Don't stand with Gog and Magog. Don't play football with the Vladimir.
Not with Vladimir.
The prince of Gog and Magog, which, is, by the way, is Russia and Moscow. Mm. He's not a real friend.
No, he's not. Did you hear that? Actually, Russia, now they're getting ready to move these, set up a base in the region that they have left some time ago. And
in America?
No. In the Middle East. they're looking to bring their ships over. And it's like, my goodness, what in the world? What in the world?
Right.
And now you have, you know, what's been going on.
When you say Russia, it's so important for people to understand this prophetically because, people just default to new definitions. We've got to understand vocabulary again. Gog and Magog are setting up a new base in Middle East.
Yeah. I love what
the ones who will come down against Israel.
Hello.
Okay.
Yeah. I love what Michael Baldia said, and in his interview where he said, listen, they thought that when the USSR was dead, that Russia was dead, but the bear has awakened. And it is awakened, and it looks like the bear, Russia, is now becoming a major influence in the world today. We definitely need to pay attention and definitely be aware of what's happening, because it's time to pray. It's time to seek God, and not to be so hasty, not to be so hasty in responding to what's happening in Syria, because Israel weighs in the balance. In fact, Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel, is going to be meeting with the president September the 30th in the United States. And that's going to be an interesting meeting. The last time that they met didn't go so well here in the United States. And let's pray that Israel will have favor when they come to the United States. I know the Congress always has received the prime minister very well. But our history has been that we haven't always treated the prime minister of Israel well. I mean, we've had him sleep outside of the White House at one time during certain administrations, and we've dissed him another times, disrespected him.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's pray that September 30th meeting is going to be one that goes well and one for the best interests of Israel. As you know, Syria is right on top of them while they are loving on their enemies, taking care of those that have been injured in the war.
You gotta listen in the extra hour about don't swing, because it really applies to what's going on right now. We're going to talk about that. But listen, you know, speaking of Tim Tebow, and understand right now we have television stations now that our vice president owned.
Yes.
Our vice president of the United States,
yes,
owned, and the network is in Qatar.
Yes, Al Jazeera.
Al Jazeera America. And in the context of that, we have journalists who are selling out. And the same questions being brought out to this Tim Tebow that's being brought out to journalists, and mm-hmm. they're just saying they can't turn down the money. They can't turn down the money. And so they're going to broadcast for Qatar, you know, this Islamic submitted
no doubt voice
of which former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says it's the most accurate voice or something. I can't quote it
exactly.
And
if you see the journalists that they hired, they were the most they were the most leftist of journalists for the American television. They were some of them were fired.
Larry King.
Oh my gosh.
Larry King.
Soledad O'Brien. You know, it was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, and so, you know, reportedly, I mean, I can't tell you where they're at right now, but I know this. So here's Tim Tebow being offered the same thing. I mean, he's being offered, you know, will you sell out, you know, for $1 million? And listen, don't sell out for money, even if you end up in a cell, prison cell. Don't sell out for money. Listen, it is not about money. I could tell you right now, there is somebody that sold out. They sold God out. They sold him out and for money.
Yeah.
And if they could take it back, they would say, I would spend the next 100 years in a prison cell. But he couldn't take it back because he sold Jesus out for 30 pieces of silver.
That's right.
And he threw the money back in the temple. And once he sold him out, listen to me, he couldn't live with himself. Don't make the decision to sell any of your relationship with God, your loyalty to Jesus Christ, out for a penny. Not even 30 pieces of silver, and definitely not $1 million. It's not worth it. Ask Judas, who hung himself to the point where his body exploded. The Judas fallout. We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers, because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right. The VFM radio program. You're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFM radio 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day that day on WHBR. Find out your listings in the area. You can go to bfntv.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us, VFN Radio, taking place. We are so excited about it. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.